Hello?
Hello, good morning. Is this Roger?
It is.
Hi, Roger. Good morning. My name is Cynthia. I was able to talk to you yesterday. You asked me to call back today. I hope it's a convenient time now.
Well, it's better than it was yesterday.
All right, great, great. How are you doing today?
It will be tomorrow.
How are you doing today, Roger?
Well, I'll lie and tell you pretty good.
Okay, glad to hear that. Glad to hear. Roger, the reason why I was trying to get in contact with you, we actually just wanted to speak with you about listing your business on the first page of Google under your services in your area. All right? I'm sure that you have tried using Google search before, right?
Yeah, I didn't come down with last night's rain.
Oh, okay. All right, great, great. I'm sure that you're familiar that when you search for like a particular service on Google, what's going to happen, right? A map will pop up with red dots on it, and then right below it there are...
They drive you crazy. You start getting so many hits.
Oh, okay.
If I even talk about something on my phone, it seems like I don't even have to have my phone turned on. I'll talk about something. The next thing I know, I look at my phone, it's telling me all these different places. It must be listening to me or something. I don't know.
Okay. Have you tried doing a search for a particular service before?
Many times.
Mm-hmm. So you're familiar with that? With the local service maps, local map section.
Yeah, sure.
All right, and then right below it, there are businesses listed where you can either click to call or see the website or get the directions, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's the local map section, all right? Usually the ones that appears on the first page, they are the recommended ones, all right? And what we do, we place the company that we're working with on the very first page of that section because we know 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. All right. And right now, we just had one position open up within our company for your business category. So we're speaking with everyone today in the area,
well,
but we are just looking for one company.
What category would that be?
Your category, home builders.
I don't build houses.
Okay, because over here, it says here on Home Advisor that your expertise are metal roofing, patio covers, enclosures, carports, and windows. Is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So when someone search for, let's say, metal roofing installation near them, your business information will appear on the first page, just so they can see you first.
Yeah, I'm on... doing that on Angie Leaders right now.
Mm-hmm. How did that work for you so far?
Well, I get a lot of leads, but I get a lot of bullshit leads, too, where they've got a patio cover they bought from Amazon and was looking for somebody to install it or something.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't go out and put other people's stuff up. I actually manufacture patio covers, carports, metal roofing. I make the stuff.
Mm-hmm. And but did you get a lot of...
But,
Did you get a lot of?
You won't let me talk.
I apologize for that. Go ahead, please.
I said I'd probably sell it to 200 different companies.
Mm-hmm.
My materials.
Okay.
I do sell it to homeowners, too.
Mm-hmm. So you do residential and commercial?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing a bunch of it right now.
Mm-hmm. But if you have, like, new clients, Roger, how far are you willing to travel for them in terms of miles?
Well, I used to have offices in California, Oklahoma, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
Dayton, Cincinnati, Columbus, Fort Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Had offices in all those with secretaries and warehouses. And so I travel a lot.
Okay. So, like, how many miles from your area do you cover?
Well, I cover, but I market in different areas for what I do.
Mm-hmm. So it depends.
I'm factory is here in Ohio. in Carlisle, and I'd like to probably stay within the state of Ohio, northern Kentucky, and around there. I had an office over in Indianapolis, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, so anyway, I probably stayed within a 100-mile radius or something like that.
Okay.
For what we're talking about. Because these installers from here, you know, I usually, they get much farther than that. They're staying in hotels and, you know, mm-hmm. some jobs take several days. And they're in a hotel for several days away from their family.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, what are we talking here?
Okay. I can see here you don't have a website yet. Is that right? Or did I just miss something?
I have websites, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it under Home Builders.
Okay. And it's not listed on your listing with Angie, is that right?
Well, yeah, I get leads from for home builders on Angie leads.
Mm-hmm. Are they all good leads? Did you get the deal?
Jobs off of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I keep it going is because I keep making money. Seems to be the what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Making money.
Is your website homebuildersandmodernizers.com?
It's Waxco, and it's Daycraft.
I mean your website. What's your domain name?
It's Daycraft, D-A-C-R-A-F-T.
Mm-hmm.
Daycraft Manufacturing.
Manufacturing.com. Okay. And you are the only owner of this business or you have partners?
I'm the owner.
Okay. And how long have you owned this business for?
Well, I started it. Mm-hmm. Home Builders was been around since 1953. I used to work there as an installer many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Al Barton started, and then Dave Cashew took it over, and Dave passed away, and now I own it. But it's been around since 1953.
Mm-hmm.
Daycraft, I started in 1979. But I'm pretty well covered with Daycraft.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, more jobs sold than I can do right now. I'm probably got $2 or $3 million in sales on my board that I can't even hardly get the jobs done.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need any more business there.
Okay, but I'm sure that you're able to handle more business. Like you can accept more clients, right?
Yeah. What are we talking? You've asked me a million questions, but you haven't answered them.
We're going to list, as I was saying, we're going to list your business on the first page of Google. Just so when someone searches for your services, they'll be able to see you first on the search results. Okay. I was asking a while ago, what were you trying to achieve when you signed up for Home Advisor before?
Get leads. That's why anybody does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how what happened to that? Did you continue using Home Advisor or Angie?
I'm using them now.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Because if you can do well with the program like Angie or Home Advisor, you'll do great with Google as well, only because calls will come directly to you rather than through a third party. And then obviously you don't have to pay for every lead that you get. I'm sure you see the value in that, right?
Well, yeah.
All right, great. So So what I do is I'll pull up the pricing and the details, and if you like what we hear or what you hear, then we'll go from there. Okay?
Okay.
So as I was saying a while ago, this is an exclusive listing. Exclusive because once we work for you, all right, we will no longer work with anyone else in your territory who offers the same services as you do. That is to ensure that you'll get the maximum amount of phone calls. So if we can provide you exclusive leads and you don't need to pay for every lead, all right?
Yeah.
This is an exclusive listing that I'll be filling for you today. I'm sure that you do see the value. You understand the importance of being on the first page of Google, right?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I'm sure that you're going to be a great candidate for this. So let me pull up the details on the listing as well as the pricing. And any questions that you may have, I wanted to get addressed. All right? One moment while I pull up the details here. All right, so Roger, I already have the details here, but I want to ask help from my pricing director for Ohio. His name is Aubrey, as he may be able to override the best pricing for your business. One moment.
Thank you so much for holding. My name is Aubrey. I'm the financial director here for your area. How are we doing today, Roger?
Oh, pretty good.